It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Protesters gathered Sunday outside the walls of Wisconsin's maximum security prison. They held signs displaying the names of four inmates who have died at Waupun Correctional Institution since June of 2023, including Dean Hoffman. His daughter, Megan Hoffman Kolb, spoke to the crowd.
It has been 466 days since this lockdown began at Waupun Correctional Facility. It's been 426 days since my dad arrived here. It's been 346 days since my dad died here.
The former warden and eight other employees have been criminally charged with the deaths of two inmates, Donald Meyer and Cameron Williams. We'll be joined by Republican State Representative Mark Bourne to talk about potential legislative action toward Wisconsin's Department of Corrections. Now let's get up to speed on developments with WPR reporter Sarah Lear. Sarah, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
So how unusual is it to charge prison staff with crimes?
Experts I talked to said it's pretty unusual nationwide. In Wisconsin, some of the current and former staff members who are charged are facing charges under a decades-old state law that makes it a felony for a prison employee to abuse or mistreat an inmate. And we know because of statewide court data that that charge has been used in about 11 other cases, not counting the Waupun case, over about a five-year period. So it's a charge that is used in Wisconsin, but not that frequently.
Now, when announcing the arrests, Sheriff Dale Schmidt blamed overcrowding, understaffing, and inadequate training for the conditions at Waupun. What can you tell us about these criminal charges and the death of 62-year-old Donald Meyer and 24-year-old Cameron Williams?
All of the charges are felonies. A total of nine current and former staffers are facing charges, including the former warden, Randy Hepp, who submitted his resignation at the end of May. The death of Donald Meyer was caused by dehydration and malnutrition. Prosecutors say that staff shut off water to his cell. Staff members said he might have tried to flood the cell earlier and that staff failed to bring him meals. The other death that resulted in charges, the death of Cameron Williams, was caused by a stroke, and prosecutors say that staff there ignored signs of medical distress, didn't perform required checks, and that it appears that Williams wasn't found dead until at least 12 hours after he had died.
What stands out to me here, too, is that it's not just correctional officers who are charged. It's two nurses as well. What do you know more there about the assembly of people here in these charges?
So we do have corrections officers, some supervisors, some's not. The former warden, Randy Hepp, and two nurses. The Department of Corrections hasn't released details on what exactly the employment status is of each individual person, but they said everyone who's facing criminal charges is either no longer employed by the department or on unpaid administrative leave. The department says those employees are also providing their own legal representation.
And then earlier this month, former Corrections Department Secretary Kevin Carr announces his retirement. Governor Tony Evers appointed Jared Hoy as a replacement. What are Hoy's plans for the department? What has been said there?
So Jared Hoy is an internal hire. He was previously the deputy secretary at the Department of Corrections. He's been with Wisconsin's department since, I believe, 2007. He has announced some additional security measures. And it's worth noting that Waupun has been under what's known as lockdown status since spring of last year.
We heard the 466 days
yes.
at the top. What does that lockdown mean?
So department staff have cited security concerns and they've been restricting the movement of inmates. You know, when the lockdown began, they were largely confined to their cells. They were getting one shower per week. Staff say they've since been easing some of that restrictions and that process began before Hoy started. But at Waupun, inmates there still face limits on their weekly recreation time and they're barred from in-person visits. However, the department did say in its latest status report that they hope to allow outsiders to visit in person later this summer at Waupun.
And then finally, there is the Federal Department of Justice involved in investigating a smuggling conspiracy at Waupun. Where is that investigation now?
That investigation is ongoing, and the sheriff whose office investigated the deaths at Waupun had made clear that that investigation into the smuggling of illegal contraband and also possible financial crimes is separate from his investigation into the deaths.
Thank you so much, Sarah, for this update.
Thanks for having me.
Sarah Lear is a WPR reporter following developments at Waupun Correctional Institution. And joining us now to talk about the future of this prison is Mark Bourne, Republican state representative from Beaver Dam. Representative Bourne, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
You say you are working with State Representative Michael Schraw on a bill that would create more transparency, more accountability in state correctional facilities. What do you envision with this legislation?
Well, what we're taking a look at right now and hoping to do is to develop something similar to what we have currently on the books for the oversight of county jails, where there is a department within the Department of Corrections that is the jail inspector that goes through county jails routinely and make sure that they're complying with policies, procedures, state law, federal law, writes reports on those, identifying the good, the bad, whatever the case might be. And so we're looking at trying to develop something like that for our state prison system. Obviously, it can't be exactly the same. I don't think it makes sense to put another office within DOC to look at themselves. So we're kind of looking at options now on the best way to do that. But I think it's clear that more oversight is needed and more accountability, certainly with these charges that have been brought forward. We're very concerned that from the top down, the management is allowing these type of things to occur. There's something that made these individuals who were charged think that they could get away with it, or that it was okay, or that the accountability to make sure they were following policies and procedures and the law in some cases was not necessary. And so that's a real concern. We certainly don't believe that it's happening in all of our correctional facilities. We know there are a lot of good staff doing the right thing, doing good jobs to help keep our community safe. But the fact that this occurred and to the extent that it occurred and led to some very tragic outcomes, we just think there's more accountability that's needed. So that's why we're exploring this, and we're kind of modeling it after the something that we already have in place that helps keep that accountability at our county-run facilities.
I would imagine this type of inspection would allow these facilities to make corrective action before laws would perhaps be broken.
That's probably the best part about it. You know, certainly before I came into the legislature, I worked for the Dodge County Sheriff's Department in that corrections division. I'm very familiar with both corrections and the inspections that took place. And oftentimes the inspections didn't find major problems because things were, you know, being run appropriately. But when they did identify something, it was a chance to improve, a chance to change a policy, change the way we were training something to make sure that things were running the best they could to be in compliance with policy and the law, and also for safety of everyone. It's just as important for the safety to be in place for the staff as it is for the folks that are housed in these facilities. And we really viewed those inspections as an opportunity.
Let's talk about the safety of these buildings themselves, parts of Waupun Correctional Institution built in the 1800s, Civil War era. You know, consultants in 2019 said replacing a century-old prison near Green Bay would cost $500 million. Should the state replace these facilities with new prisons?
There's no doubt it's very expensive to replace these facilities, but it's also very expensive to run them. They're not designed to be run by today's standards. Now, it doesn't mean they can't be run safely. They can be. It just means it costs a lot more to do that, especially with staffing costs. We have to staff these prisons with a lot more people, which is, of course, challenging right now with workforce being a challenge everywhere. But that's the way to run these safely, is with higher costs and more staffing. So while the price tag would be big to build it, there would be cost savings over time. It would be safer to run with fewer people. And so that's really the discussion, where the discussion I think should be. Certainly as a co-chair of the budget committee, that's one of my focuses, is how can we run safe facilities that are safe for everyone, the folks working there and being required to live there, keep those constitutional protections in place, and do it in the most cost-effective way. And the fact is, it's just hard to run these old prisons. And so while that's not what led to these problems by themselves, they certainly bring challenges. And in the case of, you know, staffing challenges right now, with, like I said, workforce challenges everywhere, it's difficult to fill these positions. And I know there's been great improvements since we made major investments in the last budget, but it's still a challenge with staffing.
I want to talk with you about that challenge. We've heard lockdowns for hundreds of days at Waupun, the state raising wages for corrections officers to $33 per hour last summer. Is that enough to address staffing shortages at these state prisons?
Well, right now the numbers appear like it's having a very positive effect. In most other facilities, the numbers have come down quite a bit. The recruit classes have been very large. So it's certainly having the desired effect. But whether or not it's enough to do it alone, you know, only time will tell. And part of that is because of the workforce challenges everywhere. There's only so many folks in the market for any kind of a job right now. And that's part of why the discussion should be, if we build a modern facility, you can safely staff it with fewer people. And that, you know, coupled with these major increases in wages, can certainly be part of the solution long term.
A modern facility, I'm wondering, you know, Wisconsin Policy Forum says Wisconsin has one of the highest incarceration rates in the Midwest. Beyond a facility, should the state be lowering its prison population? In our last moments together,
there's certainly things that we can look at to do that, but you got to remember that, well, the prisons we're talking about here in Waupun and Green Bay are maximum security facilities. We're never going to have, you know, no need for maximum security prisons. These are our worst offenders. Mm. So, you know, folks that you might be releasing sooner or earlier, or earned release and things like that, are going to be in your minimum and medium facilities. So population could change there, but we're certainly going to have a maximum security need in the future.
Representative Bourne, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Mark Bourne is a Republican state representative from Beaver Dam. He co-chairs the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. And earlier, we talked with WPR reporter Sarah Lear.